Okay, the Kavalag Ba'omer, to be able to get ready for the Yontif, Rabbi learning our Shvili Pinchas Srinim, is safer on Ralag Ba'omer, Kedaihu Rabbi Shimon. So a third installment should be in Tzchus for all Fruas and Yeshuas and Hamas for all Klaios in the entire world, Mirtz Hashem. So Shvili Pinchas writes in Maimer Tes on page 100, page Kuf, he says, why is it, you know, when Eliyahu Hanavi comes to get Rashbi out of the Kever, out of the, excuse me, the Ma'ara with Rabbi Lazar, he calls him the Bar Yochai. He says, I mean, if you look at the whole Zemer, it's also called Bar Yochai. Why does he know it's Bar Yochai, the son of Yochai? What's going on over here? So, and then we have a few more questions, and as we go on, we'll continue to ask them. But he answers the Shiloh Pinchas, and he says so beautifully. Gemara says in the Machlokas and Shabbos Kuflam and Chesam and Beis, Machlokas between Rashbi and the Shar Chachamim, that if in the future the Torah will ever be Chas V'Shalom forgotten from Klai Yisrael or not. Tanu Rabbanu, Gemara says, Kishen Nichnesu Rabbeinu LeKerem BeYavne. The rabbis came to Yavna, and they said that in the end of days, Klal Yisrael will forget the Torah. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon said in a brayso, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Oimer, Chas v'shalom shetishkach Torah Yisrael. Chas v'shalom, says Rashbi, that the Torah should ever be forgotten from Klal Yisrael, as the pasuk says in Devarim Lamedal Chaf Aleph, Ki lo yisishachach mi pizaro. And this is actually the pasuk by Rashi's Kever. The kilos yishachach mi pizar, the Torah will never ever be forgiven. Rashi makes a proclamation. He makes a haftacha in the Gemara that chas v'shalom, the Torah will ever be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. The Shulah Pinchas then goes on to quote Rabbi Nachman, and also the Tiferet Shlomo and other Svar Makedoshim that says, do you want to know, how do I know that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai teaches me the kilos yishachach mi pizar, that the Torah will never be forgotten? Because if you look at the Sofi Tovos of Kilo Sishachach Mi Pizarro, it's Sofi Tovos Yochai, right? Ki is Yod, Lam, Lo is Aleph, Sishachach is Ches, Mi Pizarro is Yod and Vav. What does that spell? It spells out Yochai. Says the Rabbi Nachman, and says the Tver Shlomo, Shebez Chuz Zaro, Rabbi Shimon, Lo Sishachach Torim Yisrael. In Chuz of Rabbi Shimon, the Torah will never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. In the exact Pasuk of the exact pasuk of that Rabbi Shimon brings down, like Gemara and Shabbos, Kilos Yishachach Mi Pizarro, it's actually Sof Sofei Tovas Yochai. So now we're getting to a little bit into deeper. Why is Rabbi Shimon, why is it called Bar Yochai or Ben Yochai? Bar Yochai represents the ability to understand that even when things look bad, and that Rabbi Kiva and Eliyahu Hanavi comes to the kever and says, Bar Yochai, it's going to be okay. Batal Gzeirase, the Torah will always go on. And the Shvi'a Pechas even quotes the B'nai Yitzchaskar and the Sefer Agra Dekalon on Bereshis. He says, if you look at the word Bereshis, Bereshis is actually certain words. Bereshis is also Es Rashbi, or the Rosh Tevos, or Torah Shvi Shimon Ben Yochai. That even from the beginning of time, from the beginning of creation, says the B'nai Yitzchaskar, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already putting in the light of the Zohar, the light of Rosh Shimon Ben Yochai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe when he hid away what the B'nai Sasko is really saying here, when he hid away the Or HaGanus is the Or of the Tzaddikim, is the Or of the Tzaddik. Anytime we talk about Tzaddikim, the Or of the Tzaddik comes from Rabbi Shimon. It comes from Rabbi Shimon and Yochai. And that was brought down from the Ariza, the Baal Shem Tov, and the Vilna Gaon, and all their Talmidim. And then he says a beautiful remez. He says, Bereishis Bara Elokim, those first words of the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim is Gematria Kilo Sishachach Mi Pizarro. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even from the beginning of time, was already implanting the Koyach of Tzaddikim, was already implanting the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah Ben Yochai, and was already implanting from the beginning of time that the Torah will never ever be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. And that's what Rosh Hashanah Ben Yochai says in the Gemara and Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Ches, Ki Lo Yisishach Mi Pizarro, it will never be forgotten. And that's Sofi Tovos Yochai. So then he goes on to say something beautiful. He quotes the Blazer Rebbe in the Sefer Zichron Yosef. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful sefer. On Lag Ba'omer, he says, the Gemara says that sometimes Rashbi is called Ben Yochai with an Aleph, and sometimes it's called Ben Yochai without an Aleph. Like if you look in that Gemara, in Shabbos, the famous Gemara, the Lag Ba'omer Gemara, it says Baruch Hai without an Aleph. But then in Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, right later on in Gemara in Shabbos, it says Yochai, Bar Yochai with an Aleph. So says the Blazer in the Pinchas Shvi'im quotes, why is it sometimes he's called Ben Yochai, and sometimes Bar Yochai, with an Aleph, without an Aleph first, and then with an Aleph at the end? And he says, you want to know? He says, before the drasha of Kilos Yishachach Mi Pizarro, he was just Bar Yochai. He was just Yud Vav Ches Yod. But once he instituted and he said, Chas v'shalom shetishtachach Torah Mizrael, God forbid that the Torah will ever be forgotten, that a Jew, the Jewish neshama, will always remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Pintaliyit will always be on fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter where a Jew falls, a Jew could always come back to their Bona Shom. Then he was zochah to the Aleph of Bar Yochai Shinama Kilosu Shacham Pizarro. And this is exactly, this is the law in the Pasuk. Kilosi Shachach Mi Pizarro. Because without the law, it's Tush Kisi Shachach Mi Pizarro. The Torah will be forgotten. Where's that Aleph? It's in the law. But when it's Kilosi Shachach Mi Pizarro, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is able to see the deeper essence, because he is the Koach of the Zohar. He's the Koach to be able to see the Pintaliyid. He's the Koach to be able to see everyone's goodness. When it's Kiloshi Shachach Mi Pizarro, then it's Dafko. He's called Yochai. He's called Ben Yochai with an Aleph. Because he made that drusha in the Gemara, the Gemara and Shabbos. Early in the Gemara and Shabbos, on the Gimel base, he's called Rabbi Navi comes, he calls Bar Yochai, can he make that drusha yet? But says the Blush of a Rebbe, once he comes and makes that drusha of Kilo Shishachach Mizbazar, Chas Risham, Kilo, the Aleph is there. The Chad forbid, Chais will never forget their father. Then he was Zochah to be called Ben Yochai or Shimon Bar Yochai with an Aleph. Before, without the Aleph, because he make that drusha. And after you make the drasha, the Torah will always be remembered by Chai Yisrael, then it's Dafka with the Aleph. And I think this is really what really Lag B'Omer is all about. To be able to understand that no matter where a Jew is, a Jew could always return to their Bona Shom. We could always come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like Rav Yonasan Aipshit says, the Koyach of Rishim Rechai is Mamish, the day of Tshuva. The gates of Tshuva are Mamish open, and we could connect to the Bona Shom even if we fell. Even if we felt maybe throughout our days, throughout these days of Sfiras Omer, the koch of Tshuva is mamish open. And Rav Shor even writes Tavshas Hamach Beis, and he writes a beautiful thing. He says the Mechaber writes in Simin Tov Chav Ches. How do you know the day of the week the Lag B'Omer falls out in? It's very easy. Plag, the day of the week that Purim falls out in, that's the same day of the week that Lag B'Omer falls out in. So this year Purim was a Monday night Tuesday. So this year also Lag B'Omer is tomorrow night Monday night Tuesday. So he says, what's the connection between Purim and Lag B'Omer? Says Rav Shor, Purim is Kabbalah Sator Shabbat Peh. Lag B'Omer is Kabbalah Sator Sanister. It's the Kabbalah Sator of Nister. Which the Purim is when we're Mekabal Torah, obviously Shavuos is everything. But Purim is Mekabal Torah Gemara and Shabbos. And Daf Peiches, we're Mekabal Torah of Shabbat Peh. And Lag B'Omer is Kosh Tatach Kabbalah Sator Hanister. And then Rav Shor even goes on to quote the Bnei Saschar, who says in Tehillim Kuf Kivetes, Gali Na V'Bidah Nifos Mitar Secha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should open my eyes to be able to see your wonders of Torah. The Bnei Yisrael says that pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yotes Yud Ches, that pasuk, Hashem, you should open my eyes, that pasuk is referring to Lag B'Omer, and he says that from the Radamsker, the Tefer Shlomo says, that the words, Nifla Os, is really two words, Nafal Os, that the Os that might have fallen, that every single Jew has an Os, it might have fallen, we have the Koyach to tap into that Os. Says the Radamsker, Shneflal shu nafal os yesh kilo shnafal chelak sheish lahem b'Torah b'yom zeh yichoy lemegalos haos mechusa b'chol mina ha'astaros. Says Rav Shor, and Rav Weimiger quoted this. I have it written down in my notes over here in Tavshin Ayin Af, almost 9, 10 years ago. He called this on Lag B'Omer one of the hilulas. That chas v'shalom that you should ever think that he can ever return to their bona shalom. Galei nava bita niflos mi Torah secha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should open my eyes and to be able to see the nufal of the beautiful wonders of your Torah. But says the Bnei Sosra said that puzzle refers to Lag B'Omer, and niflos is actually two words, says the Radamsker. Nufal os, that a Jew could be able to pick up that fallen letter. And that's exactly what Rav Pinchas Friedman was saying over here. When the Gemara in Shabbos Kuflam Chesam and Beis, Kilosi Shachach Mi Pizarro. A Jew could always return their Bona Shem. A Jew could always connect to his Chelik in Torah. To his Chelik of Torah is special to their Bona Shem. And we have to understand that this is the whole essence of Lag B'Omer. Is that even when there's so much Choshech, and especially in the days that we're living in right now, there's so much Choshech. And we could maybe have Sveikos in their Bona Shem. Kilosi Shachach Mi Pizarro. We don't forget you, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we never forgot you. We never forget who we truly are. And please God, Be'ez Hashem, B'siyat Hashemah, the Rabbonu Shem never forgot us. I just review, we started off with Eliyahu Navi going to the cave and says, Bar Yochai, the Gzeir Zorvi could come back. And then we said the Gemara in Shabbos Kol HaNuchasim Abayz, the Machlokas between Rashi and the Chachamim said the Torah will be forgotten, and the Rishim and the Chassid says Chas Hashem Shetach Shem Torah Yisrael Chas Hashem the Torah will never be forgotten, because the Pasuk says the Dvarim Lamedad Chafaf Ki Lo Sishach Mipizar, the Torah will never be forgotten. And the Rabbi Nachman Zuchalina Tefer Shlomo and all the Shvarim say Ki Lo Sishach Mipizar Sobe Tefes Yochai, that Bishim and Bar Yochai was able to see the deeper essence of a Jew, the deeper sense of Klai Yisrael, that a Jew will never forget the Rabbonu Shem. And then he quotes the Agar Dekala Bnei Yisrael, says that even in the beginning of time the Rabbonu Shem was telling this Bracious is actually two words, Es Rashbi, or Rosh Hashivas, or Torah Bashim Ben Yochai. And he says the Gematria of Bracious Baral Okim, Bracious Baral Okim, is exactly Gematria of Kilos Ishachach Ni Pizarro. The Torah will never be forgotten. And we continue on to say, why is it something that says Yochai with an Aleph, and then without an Aleph, and then with an Aleph? Says the Blush of Rebbe, Zuchus Alenu, says, as Hashem Yikom Domam, the Sefer here. Because before, without an Aleph, is before the Drasha. When Eliyahu Navi came to the Kever, just but before the Drasha, just Lama Gimel Amud Beis. But once you get to Kuf Lama Chesem Amud Beis, later in the Masechta, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai made that Drasha of Kilo, the Torah will never be forgotten. Kilo Sishacha Mipizaro is called Yoichai, the Afka Yoichai with an Aleph, to show you the Torah will never be forgotten. Now we quote the beautiful Torah from Rav Shor. The Rav Shor says that every single Jew is connected to the Ois, to an Ois in the Torah. Mechaber says that the same day of the week that Purim falls out and Lag BaOmer falls out, and just like this year, Purim was a Monday night, Tuesday, so to Lag BaOmer will also be, because Purim is a Kabbalah Torah of Shabbat Peh, and Lag BaOmer is Kabbalah Torah of Hanistar. And many quoted the Pasuk in Tehillim Kufyates. She opened up my eyes to the wonders of your Torah. And the Bnei Yisrael writes in the end of Maimar and Ear that it is dafka, this pasuk is merumas al Nag BaOmer. Tever Shlomo says Niflaos was actually two words, Nafal Os, the fallen letter. That even maybe could be that we might have fallen in any days in our lives. We have the ability to connect to our Chelik and Torah, come back to the Rabbonu Shalom. The Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says we could always come back to the Rabbonu Shalom. Bekach vekach nekarbanam, we could always come back to the Rabbonu Shalom. We could always connect to our Chelik and Torah. This year, Mirtz Hashem, even if we might not be together in Meiron, like Rav Riederman says, if you learn the Torah of the Tzaddikim, if you learn the Torah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, if you learn the Torah on Lag BaOmer, if you learn the Torah of Tzaddikim, you're mamish with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. You're with him. So we shall be zochem Mirtz Hashem to connect to our Chelik and Torah, to our Os in the Torah, to never forget our ultimate and eternal connection to the Rabbonu Shalom. Wishing everyone a beautiful Lichtige Yontov Lag BaOmer. Tavshin Pei Shchach.